Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is Friday. We are 11 days away from Election Day. Early voting underway. Make sure you get out and vote. Joining us as he does every Friday, my buddy Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation. They got a brand new location. You got to see this location. I can't wait to get up there and see it. Rico joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Rico, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kevin. What a beautiful day.
Another gorgeous day in the neighborhood. Talk about, you've got a new location, right?
I sure do. Yeah, we moved into what used to be the Blue Mountain Steel Building. It's a giant blue building as you drive through Mound House. As you come from Carson City, it's on your right. It's about 2 miles from my original shop, and it's right on the highway, and it's a big old honking place, and we're going to have a lot of room here to grow. I'm looking forward to it.
Just to fill people in that may not have been with us the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about this change. We always talked about dry supply and that. But you sold off that end of the business, and you're zeroing in on insulation. Am I right?
You're correct. That's what we're doing. We've had a bifurcated business for many years, with the supply side and the construction side. And the time has come where we needed to, my wife and I needed to take some chips off the table. We had a lot of exposure, and so we sold that division and did very well in that sale. And we're focusing our attention now on growing the insulation business, making it bigger and better, and expanding it. And it's already happening. We're already growing it again. So it's a very good thing. We're in a new location here in Mound House, and we also have new locations in California from our existing yards there.
Let me ask you, 11 days to Election Day, you keep your ear very close to the ground. You talk to a lot of folks, a lot of your customers. Tell me what you're hearing.
Well, I heard two different people the other day talking about these bombings. Two different people said the same things. I bet it was the Democrats that did it. I don't know if that's going to turn out to be true, but I wouldn't be one bit surprised to find out that it was some kind of a scam, because the conversation has been so overwhelmingly about this this mob of invaders that's coming from the South, that it may well be that the Democrats and some of their cronies wanted to change the subject, and they've done this to do that. I kind of doubt that, but I guess it's possible.
Well, we always talk about, is there going to be an October surprise? Here we've got two October surprises: the foreign invasion force coming up through Mexico, And now this, the bombing thing. We've got a bombing suspect that is in custody even as we speak. Let me ask you about the bombing thing. How is that going to play either way? Is it going to help or hurt? Democrats, Republicans, whatever.
Yeah, well, I had not heard the news that someone was in custody. I'm really anxious to hear who that is and what their history is. But as it stands, you know, I think that, you know, I hate to use such a common phrase, but I think things are kind of baked in already. I think if you're a Trump supporter, they discount it as BS and are looking at other things. And if you're already on the other side, if you're on the socialist side, it just adds fuel to the fire. And I think if it is some kind of coordinated effort on the part of the Democrats, if it is, which I don't probably believe that to be the case, but if it is, it's designed to gin up support and get their people out to the polls more effectively. I think it's a negative for Republicans probably on balance, but I don't think it comes anywhere close to what this caravan, as they're calling it, I call it the mob. I don't think it has anywhere near the effect on Democrats that the caravan has on Republicans.
Yeah. By the way, I think it was Megan Barth that coined the phrase "migration mob." And it kind of rolls off the tongue. I really like that. The caravan. We had Kirstjen Nielsen, the director or the secretary of Homeland Security, and she said at this time we're not planning on firing on this caravan at this time. And a lot of people said, "Oh, does that mean that at a later date you may fire on this crowd?" Tell me what we should do. How should we turn this group around?
Well, I think if they are going to forcibly enter the country, we got to shoot them. Sorry, that's the way it is. I'd pick every third man or every tenth man, and that would be the end of it. They would turn around. It would be a real pain in the neck. There'd be all kinds of heartache, a lot of trouble that would follow that. But there's really not much alternative. If they're, you know, this is an invasion. This is not just. And this is a group. This is not some individual, a couple people, a family, six or seven people sneaking in. This is thousands and thousands in mass flaunting our law and flaunting our border. That we have no alternative but to do that. And fortunately, whatever does happen is going to happen a little later on. And because it's not politically, it's going to be ugly any way you slice it.
Let me ask you, would you ever favor putting boots on the ground in Mexico before they get to our southern border?
Only with the active support of the federales of the Mexican government. Otherwise, I would not. I think we open up a can of worms there that would be difficult to close.
You obviously have experience in the California legislature. You were there for, 8 years, something like that? What was it, 8 or 6?
Eight years.
8 long years in the minority. In the California legislature, how do you think this thing will play? This whole caravan thing play with liberals?
Oh, I think they just want us to bring them all in. Just let them in. Come on, be compassionate, Kevin. You're a mean person. You know, your borders don't matter. You should let these people in and let them have. You know, they have terrible lives where they're from. We should just let them in. That's the attitude of most Democrats in California. You know, to call the Democrats in California Democrats is really unfair and incorrect. They're socialists, and they're pretty tyrannical socialists at that. They want these people to come here because they need the votes. They're losing. They've given up the middle class utterly given up the middle class. California has the wealthiest people in America and the absolute poorest people in America. The greatest disparity in wealth of anywhere in the country is California. It's because socialists run the state. And they love this kind of thing. They think it's wonderful.
Tell me how you think this will end up. I mean, will the Mexican government, as of Saturday, when, by the way, as you would probably know, maybe you don't know, I spoke with the president on Saturday. Did you know that?
I got to hear it. I got to hear it, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you were on your game, my brother. That was a wonderful interview. I was just tickled pink, and I thought, you know, boy, did he have nice things to say about you two, which
he did.
I agree with. It was It was wonderful.
No, that
you
was
know, for
that
him
was cool.
to have done the research, he had to do some research. He had to actually have some people look into to your history and what was going on in your marketplace. And you're clearly growing, and your market is getting bigger all the time, and it's fabulous. I was so tickled I couldn't wait till my wife could hear it. She got home. I said, "You got to listen to this."
Oh my God! Well,
it was great.
You know, one part of the interview though, we were talking about, because at the time the Mexican president, who is a socialist, had essentially said, "Hey, we'll keep them from getting into our country," meaning Mexico. Well, the fact is, they just overran the federales, and they are now on their way to the southern border of the United States. Should Mexico intercede? Is this Mexico's problem or our problem?
Well, it's Mexico's problem also. But I tell you what, if I were. Well, I don't know everything Donald Trump knows. He knows so much, vastly much more than I could possibly know. I can only go based on my limited knowledge. But it seems to me that the federales and the Mexican government made a commitment to us to stop them. And they failed to do so because they did not want to. If they had wanted to, they would have. They don't deal with the political world we deal with. They could have done that. It would have had almost no ramifications whatsoever politically. So they chose not to do that because they didn't want to. And as a consequence of that, I would, if I were president, and Donald Trump may well be doing this, I would inform them that their aid from the United States is on the line. Get the job done, we're cutting you off.
And he said in the interview that that's what he told the people in Honduras and Guatemala, that, hey, if you don't take control of this thing, we will cut you off. And I think that's the right thing to do.
He should do that, but you know, I think we got played by the Mexican government. I personally think we got played. I don't think they had any intention of doing what they said they were going to do. They're just trying to placate and have plausible deniability. And you're right; that government's a socialist government, and they're not trying to help us with illegal immigration. They're not helping us at all, and we should be real forceful with them. And if the immigrants are coming from south of Mexico, they got to travel through that country. And if we put enough pressure on Mexico, Mexico will start to hinder and stop those people from coming forward. And listen, I've got friends that are immigrants from Honduras. I have friends that are immigrants from El Salvador, two families that I know, and I love them. They're wonderful people, but they did it legally. And the countries they came from, they tell stories of what the world was like there then, and that was 12, 15 years ago. It's worse today. And you cannot help but be compassionate toward those people. But the solution is for America to transport our values and our way of life and encourage other nations to employ those practices. When you have socialist countries, they treat their people like crap, and the people have terrible lives, and they want to escape to America. The solution is not to let them all into America. The solution is to improve their own countries by exporting our view of the world.
Rico Waller joining us, our eyes and ears in northern Nevada. We're going to find out about early voting. What's going on with early voting, and does it really matter? You know, we'll talk about that. Rico Waller joining us from Carson Insulation in beautiful, Mount House, I guess now. Yeah. But he moved his financial empire from the People's Republic of California to Carson City, and I'm so glad he did. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress. I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by Friends of Hoff.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I love Fridays because I get to talk to my friend Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. And I want to ask you about this political climate. You know, we know there's a lack of civility, maybe on both sides, but I think it's more pronounced on the Democrat side. They've got their heavy hitters that are out there advocating violence. People like Maxine, you know, Mad Maxine Waters and Eric Holder and Hillary and all of that. There is a great montage that we played, and it had all of those people in it. Let me ask you what your thought is on this whole thing of incivility. Regardless of who started it, who is it that can finish it? Who is it that can get us moving in a different direction? And does it have to begin with the president necessarily?
Well, let's start with the question of why is it happening. It's this incredible incivility predominates on the Democrat side, and it's happening because they're losing. They're losing on all fronts. They may regain the House for a short term, but they're losing because their ideology is bankrupt. I think that's the first and most important point. And another point that I would make as regards this is that Republicans uniformly are decrying what has happened with respect to the bombings or the attempted bombings or whatever that whatever those devices were. Republicans have uniformly decried that and said that it is wrong, it has no place in public life. But on the other hand, the Democrats have done quite the contrary. They're trying to make political hay out of it, while they themselves are encouraging Democrats to be uncivil and, in fact, to be violent. When you're talking about getting in somebody's face, that's an act of violence. And, I would have responded probably differently from McConnell when he was assaulted in that restaurant. I'd have probably had a physical altercation with that young man. But in any case, the distinction between the way it's handled between the parties is instructive of what the motivation behind it is. And the motivation behind it is to socialize America.
I know you've got a business to run, and maybe you don't keep up day to day, but I'm curious what you're hearing about early voting in northern Nevada. Has it been heavy? Has it been medium? Has it been light, non-existent? Any feel for what's going on up there?
No. I do not. I was somewhat disturbed when I saw that nationally in the battleground states in the Senate race, Republicans had were way ahead of Democrats in terms of early voting. But how, in the state of Nevada, we were trailing by, I think, 7 points, 45-38, something like that. That surprised me because in my part of the world, I think it's quite the contrary. I think in northern Nevada, people are very actively voting and very very interested. Hey, I want to back up for a second and go back to one of your commercials. You did an ad for Danny Tarkanian.
Yeah.
And, you and I'm sure if we dug in, we'd find some place where you and I disagree about. I'm sure there's got to be something. I don't know what it is yet. We will learn over the years. There will be something. But I'll tell you what, one thing you and I are in complete agreement about, and that's the vital importance of electing Danny Tarkanian. My wife and I have both donated the maximum the law will allow us to donate in both the primary and the general. And if you have a listener who's undecided or has friends that they can persuade, if you respect Kevin Wall and you respect me, vote for Danny Tarkanian. He is a wonderful man, and he's going to make a great congressman for Nevada.
I agree. And all this stuff that's out there is the same stuff that Michael Roberson did, that Jackie Rosen did, he's sued successfully for defamation. He's suing again. He's including the DCCC. And he will probably win that one, and he may even sue Susie Lee before it's all over, which doesn't help you in the election.
Talk about incivility. Yeah. There has to come an end to this. I am with Donald Trump in agreement with him as regards defamation and the limitations in the law on suing for slander. I was accused of being a drug dealer, a pedophile, a wife beater.
Wow.
You can't even imagine all of the things I was accused of. And because of my status as a legislator and a public figure, I am prevented from being able to sue in a court of law. Yeah. And that is absurd. Yeah. That's just absurd.
Hey, Errico, we're running short on time. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great weekend, okay? We'll talk to you again next Friday.
You have a blessed weekend. We'll see you later.
Thank you, man. Errico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Coming up, Crescent Hardy running in CD4. He's running hard. He had Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the RNC, in town. We'll talk with him coming up live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Ooh. 11 days and counting to Election Day. Early voting going on just about everywhere around the state. And joining us now, a candidate for CD4. He is a former congressman in CD4. He is Cresson Hardy, and he joins us. Cresson, how are you doing? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Getting all excited about Election Day and about early voting and trying to encourage folks to early vote. Give me your sense of what's going on in CD4. You and Stephen Horsford going at it. Give me your sense of where we are in this election.
Well, I can tell you, since I've got filed in January to get in this race and been out regular, been beating the bushes, working hard, and this blue wave, I've never felt this blue wave that we've been hearing about nationally across the country. I think most people are still concerned about the same issues they've always been in this district, jobs in the economy and opportunities to live the American dream and national security, other issues like that.
Has there been a Brett Kavanaugh bump? Have you seen this in your internal polling that after the hearings, people started to say the Democrats they made a huge, huge mistake?
You know, honestly, the people I've talked to were engaged before the Brett Kavanaugh stuff. Maybe it's helped assure that they're going to be out there. You know, people drop off right after issues. But I think right now the biggest concern is in my district is where the state's going in for the future.
Tell me the issues that you're hearing. I know you give a great stump speech, but you also do a lot of listening, and I'm curious what you're hearing from voters. What is it they want from their next congressman in CD4?
They want good representation, and that's how I got involved in this race again. As you know, before I wasn't planning on coming back, and then I was asked to a number of times, and finally people are concerned about the future for their children, their posterity, and that's one of the things I'm concerned about. But the compliment that I've been getting across the board is our constituent services were second to none, I think, anywhere in the state. And people want their representative to represent we the people. Remember, I work for you as an individual, and I have well over 740,000 people that I represent and work for. And that's what they want, to go back and do the job. They're concerned about this continual infighting. They want solutions to the problems. I don't even think they really care how we get to solve one way or the other. They just want things solved. They don't like the vitriol that's coming out of this nation right now. I don't know how you solve that completely, but just continue to try to be a what I call a constitutional conservative, and make sure that when the majority wins, you don't leave anybody behind.
I want to ask you, your opponent is trying to disavow the notion that he went to Washington and became a lobbyist, that he essentially became a part of the swamp. Was he or was he not a lobbyist in Washington?
You know, that's part of the problem I have with individuals, that if you can't recognize the truth and just speak the truth, that makes it even worse for people. Stephen Horsford has lived in Washington, D.C., or in the Virginia area for the past 4-plus years. He's been registered to vote in Virginia. His son just graduated in Virginia. His wife works, she's a teacher there, or a professor at the university. She's worked, I think, George Mason University. She's now up in New York somewhere. Stephen, if he gets elected, that's the last time you'll see him. That's what he was moved when he got elected the first time. That's how we beat him on the first go-around, as he packed his family up and moved to Virginia and very seldom come back. You can't represent we the people unless you're here and understand the issues. I was out in the district every time I was home. In that two-year period, I only missed coming home on 4 weekends that I can think of or know of, and that's an obligation. That's a tough flight back and forth every week. So we have an obligation to come back here and listen to the people. That's one of the gifts that I have. I'm fairly opinionated on issues, but I make sure that I listen to people, and that's a gift when you can listen and try to shut your mind off to pay attention to what other people are saying and stop trying to come up with an argument right off the bat.
The president is not on the ballot. Again, Cresson Hardy running in CD4 is joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. President's not on the ballot, but is he on the ballot? Are his America First policies on the ballot? And do you support the president?
If you don't like the president's policies, then I guess you won't be you'll be showing up to vote against me, because I think he is on the ballot. I think that the people don't recognize, especially in this district. Remember, this is a heavy Democrat district, but people are not talking negative. I don't think they like some of the rhetoric, maybe. That's their problem. But I think they like the policies, the Republican policies, the way the direction the country's going. They want to make it so it's a little more secure. And so that's why I believe we're going to win this this state back, not only the state level, but also the federal level.
Hey, Cretson, let me ask you, early voting, and I understand extrapolating and doing all the things that the consultants do. What are you hearing about early voting in CD4, and what does it tell you about the election overall?
I really don't pay attention to the turnout and stuff until it is on November 6th. That's the final day. For me, I got to stay out and stay active and keep people going to the polls, make sure that I get the people that are going to support me out there. But things, from what I'm hearing, is looking pretty good.
Let me ask you, everybody is talking about the bomb scare. We have an arrest that's already been made by the Department of Justice, a news conference underway at this hour. I've got to ask you, is it going to impact the election at all? Do you think this is going to change anybody's mind? Is it going to get anybody to de-escalate the rhetoric? Do you think it will?
I really don't. I think that this is, they're utilizing one side's using this to pump it up. I think that we all have an obligation to try to be a little more civil. That's one of the things that I believe in, is we try to work together. Let's disagree, but let's don't be disagreeable. That's where I'm at. But I'm really willing to stand at where I stand, even if I stand alone at times. So I hope people can become more civil.
I want to ask you about the caravan. It keeps moving towards our southern border, and a lot of people fear there could be a military confrontation, between the U.S. military and this group of 4,000 they're estimating now. How should the president handle this? Is a military confrontation the best way to do this?
First of all, I think Mexico should be stopping this first and foremost, right off the bat. This should never got to the point that it's at. They can go after it every day, and I think there's an obligation there to make sure if they're looking for, I can't think of the word, where they come to get away from their persecution.
Oh, the refugee status.
Right there in Mexico.
Yeah, asylum, when they seek asylum.
Yeah, asylum, that's the word. Seeking asylum, they can seek that right there. Their intent's not to. They've already said that. They're coming to the United States to work, and they feel like they have the... It's their obligation and their privilege to come and do that. And that's not the way we come. To me, it's an invasion. We need to stop it before he gets here. But if we have to use extra hands with the military to gather people up and send them back home, I guess we got to do what we got to do. I don't know. The president, there's all kinds of options that we've heard on the news. They're trying to work through, and I think they continually should work through those issues and try to solve them before it gets to our border.
Well, and I had a chance to visit with the president last weekend when he was in Elko, and one of the things he and I talked about was we were essentially celebrating that the Mexican government had actually stepped in at the time. Then we found out that their federales were being overrun. He mentioned that we've literally threatened Guatemala and Honduras. You don't put a stop to this. We're going to cut off funds to your government. Is that okay to do? I mean, to kind of play hardball with them?
You know, I think you have to use all the tools in your tool chest. That's one of the issues we need to look at. But sometimes we might have to make sure that we're not causing a bigger problem by doing certain things and making sure that we work towards that direction. I wish we could help people understand that they can stand up for themselves and try to fight back on these issues and help themselves instead of being overrun by tyrannical governments, I guess, so to speak.
Cretson, I'm going to give you the rest of the time in this segment. I want you to, if you want to do a 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, whatever it is, stump speech, but what's at stake in this election for voters in CD4 and why they need to vote for you?
Look, if you want to look at the statistics, Nevada is a small state, but we are already become a blue state. And right now we're setting as a major blue state with policies that are tax and spend, open borders, take your guns away, all kinds of issues like that that I have fear of. You know, the socialist state and ideal is trying to moving forward in this country. It's never worked anywhere in the history of this world. It will never work. I fear for my children and the opportunity and the privilege that I've had. I want them to have the same opportunity as American dream. Crescent Hardy comes from farmer and rancher roots right here in Nevada. I'm a fifth generation Nevadan. But you know what? I don't think my dad ever made $10,000, $15,000, maybe $20,000 a year in his life. But Crescent Hardy had sufficient for his needs. He had a roof over his head, he had food in his belly, and had clothes on his back. Those are the essentials, which helped me be very competitive because my dad taught me the value of hard work. I've lived and achieved the American dream. I've been an employer. That's one of the greatest privileges you have, is to be able to employ people and provide the opportunity to help them achieve the American dream. I've had the opportunity to be a father, a husband, a grandfather. Look forward to that, being a great-grandfather someday. Those are great privileges. I think that is an American dream. I'm not sure that my children, the direction we're going right now, have that same privilege. So if you want the American dream, you better stand up and fight for it. You better show up to the polls. You better choose the people that have good moral standing, I think, and also the ability to make sure they understand what our Constitution is about and what our founding fathers intended. Stop asking government to do things you can do for yourself. That's the type of person I am. I believe that we have a better ability to spend our money for the good of mankind than big government does. So I'm a limited, efficient government type individual. That's who Crescent Hardy is.
Crescent, I know we are 11 days from Election Day. We're in the midst of early voting, but I know there is still stuff that a campaign needs, whether it be money or yard signs or whatever, call banks, whatever. What is it you need, and what would you like from our listeners?
Basically, right now, every one of us need to get out to vote. We need to do all we can to get our neighbors out there, if it's through call banking or busing people or hauling people when they can't get there and finding out what their needs are to get to the polls. That's what we need, is that kind of help. The Get Out the Vote program that is implemented in our state, it's the strongest I've ever seen it from the Republican side, and we need to continue to strengthen it and move forward and get people out and understand how important it is. We all know somebody that probably only votes in presidential years. That's the greatest gift that's ever been given to anybody, is to be able to vote and to be able to pick and choose leadership that you feel will govern in the right direction. And if you don't like the way people are governing, then stand up and take the privilege. This is nothing I've ever aspired to do, but people all have an obligation to make sure they protect this religious, this privilege that we have to have that First Amendment right across the board. So.
Crescent, I have confidence that on the morning of November 7th, we'll be putting in a call to you to talk to the congressman-elect from CD4. Best of luck, my friend, and we will talk hopefully on November 7th in a very positive way.
Look forward to it. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
There you go. That's Crescent Hardy joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, running in CD4 against Stephen Horsford. The guy that, let's face it, he moved to Washington. He moved to suburban Washington as a lobbyist. No, I mean, it is what it is. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You get a chance to tell us what you want to talk about. Jump online right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. For many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state. raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. By the way, you can join the Nevada Republican Party for a Get Out the Vote rally with Crescent Hardy and special guest Vice President Mike Pence. Yeah. And you can get your tickets. Just go to Nevada Republican Party, and you can register and get your tickets for this event. Tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m., the Sands Showroom at the Venetian. And this is tomorrow. Then later in the day at 2 o'clock, Vice President Pence will be visiting the Silver State in support of Dean Heller and Adam Laxalt. and the entire Republican ticket. It's going to be at Jet Ranch Hangar Number 1, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, one of these hangar rallies. I love these hangar rallies. Yeah, that's 2600 East College Parkway. But it's going to be big. It'll be at 2 o'clock. So make sure you get out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, coming up on Monday, Eric and Lara Trump are going to be at the Summerlin Field Office at 2 p.m. The Trump family will be here to get out the vote for Crescent Hardy. Crescent will be there. Other dignitaries will be there. Again, go to the Nevada Republican Party, and you can get everything you need. This is a weird time of year where we got the president, the vice president, we got Lindsey Graham. Gosh, I mean it's really cool. Anyway, we'll go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. One of the things I want to do, in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Robert. Robert is in Rancho Mirage, listening on 98.1, News and Talk That Rocks. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
What's up, man?
Good morning, Kevin. What's up? We have the FBI in Florida infiltrated with Obama's people, pulling a twofer to get the commie governor in there. This guy, the packages were hand-delivered in New York. They didn't go through a post office. This guy's a patsy or an agent provocateur, and the Justice Department is in on it. And Donald, why is Donald in on this scam?
Wait, because the Department of Justice had a news conference. They had a news conference this morning. In fact, it may still be going on. We are just now finding out about this 50-plus-year-old guy. I would wait to make judgment on what's going on until we hear, A, who the guy is, what he stands for, and why he did it. Unlike people that end up dying in a hail of bullets, this guy, at least we're going to be able to pick his brain and find out what this guy's about, why he did it. Is it something that can be laid at the feet of the president? I don't know. I do know this. That before we know what this guy was about, I think all of us need to keep the powder dry. Monday, obviously, we'll know more about this guy. I think we'll know a lot more about this guy. We'll have access to his hard drives and his cell phone records. We're going to have all of that. I can just about promise you. Hey, that's going to do it for today and for this week. This is going to be so much fun. This really is. This weekend's going to be so much fun. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and your weekend, live and local now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.